Hello, little pony, and welcome to the transformation file for the Pegasus unicorn known as Miamore Cadenza. There won't be any mention of a husband or foals in this file besides now, as this transformation is meant to make you into the Bachelorette Cadence. Now, before we begin, you should get a mental image of Princess Cadence, or pause the file so you can look one up if you need to. This file is purely meant for the personality of Princess Cadence, so while you should use it in conjunction with a standard pony body transformation file, you don't need to. So, if you're okay with this, just make yourself comfortable and get into a nice, relaxing position. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Just relax and listen to my words, and imagine a nice, calming energy flowing over you. It's a nice feeling to have this energy flowing over you. It's slightly warm and tingly, but it's mostly just very, very calming. I want you to imagine that this energy is relaxing every single one of your muscles, one at a time, as it washes over you, taking all of your tension and just letting it slip away. And as the energy goes through you, I want you to imagine a little gearbox in your mind, seamlessly switching over to one specifically for this file. And any changes that happen from here on out will be affecting this gear rather than your base personality. It's like an augmentation, if you will. One that doesn't replace you, but allows you to become another for a short period of time. And with these feelings, I want you to imagine yourself drifting off into a nice, calm, and deep trance state. I want you to let your breathing slow down, taking a breath in and letting a breath out. Just letting yourself relax, your breathing slowing, your heartbeat and rhythm of your body slowing too, to allow you to absorb all the information I am giving you, to allow yourself to be calm and tranquil, just listening to the sound of my voice and letting it calm you. So, Cadence, I want you to relax even further now. Imagine yourself just laying on a soft satin cushion. All around you stretches the Crystal Empire, your home, filled with ponies who love you. In front of you is the Crystal Heart, sparkling and shining. As you know, Cadence, they say when a pony looks into the Crystal Heart, it shows them their destiny. You can look into it, and you can see your future. You can see what truly lies in your heart. Feeling relaxed, calm, just think about the Crystal Heart. The Crystal Heart, when you look into it, has always reflected you, like a mirror, because you are so at ease here. This is who you are, who you want to be. As you gaze into that Crystal Heart, as you relax in its glow, you see a small pink heart of energy. It floats towards you. A nice heart, reminding you of something deep about yourself. You take the heart in your hooves and gaze into it. And you realize this heart is telling you who you truly are. That you, in the glow of the Crystal Heart, is who you truly are, and you can feel that fact and feel its meaning. Your body shudders slightly as you let it take grip of this part of your mind, this gear, and let it override. Let it create a new identity for you. After all, this is who you are. You are Princess Cadence. You are the Lovebringer, the most wonderful pony who restores hope and love to every pony. There is no heart you cannot melt, no psychological wound you cannot heal. And now, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and with each number, you're going to find yourself fading out, as if you'd fallen asleep. And when I get to 1, you will find yourself starting to wake up in your own little head world, your own little mindscape, a mindscape specific to this file. Maybe you've been there before, and it's going to tell you a little story about yourself. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3, 2, and 1. It's time for you to wake up in your little pony bed, Cadence. Time for you to yawn and push aside your linens as you slide out of your little pony bed. Today, you're going to live a day in your pony life. The first thing you do is turn to your vanity, observing your messy and frizzled mane. This won't do at all. You light up your horn with magic, feeling power from your chest well up and focus through your horn. Your brush levitates towards you and begins combing out your long mane, gently pressing against your scalp and neck as you put all the colors in order. Every pale gold, every rose, and every violet strand combing straight before ending with a fantastic curl. Your brush moves down to your tail, repeating the same motions as it did with your mane, tugging gently on your tail with each stroke, before turning away from admiring your pretty form in the mirror. You place a fantastic golden tiara on top of your mane, right above your long pink horn. You slip into 4 golden horseshoes before beginning to trot down a spiral staircase. After all, you live in a great castle, the citadel of your empire, just as any pony princess should. You exit through the front gate of your castle, stepping into the warm sunlight. As the warm, relaxing rays of sunlight wash over you, you take in your empire. Ponies are playing and dancing, enjoying their day off. They're all filled with love and happiness. This is your specialty, bringing harmony and love to every pony's lives. You are not just any pony, Cadence. You are the Princess of Love. This is your element, keeping every pony at peace. You can mend disharmony, any absence of love, with a quick glow of your horn, but you don't need to do that today. Usually, your presence is enough to soothe ponies' hearts. You begin to trot through the streets, the foals stopping and waving at you, the older ponies bowing as you go past. After circling around the streets near your citadel, you return home from your morning exercise. You pass by the Crystal Heart, and as you do, you feel the need to pause and look deep into the Crystal Heart. You can see in the crystal heart yourself, but you do not see yourself as you are now. Your mane is frazzled, and you are covered in dirt and scratches. High above you, a massive shadow is crashing down on your form. The minions of an ancient evil, the Umbra. They are dark shadows, and just as it seems, they will swallow you whole. A brilliant pink light erupts from your horn. The crystal heart gleams, and with a massive surge of energy, the Umbram are pushed back, vanishing into the ground and freezing like ice. You blink, and the image is gone. The heart no longer shows you anything. You nod to yourself, remembering you are also the protector of all ponies. You are their champion, bringing love and comfort to the lowest or highest pony, standing against the darkness in their time of need. You are their hero. And like any hero, Cadence, you need to keep your strength up. You decide, for now, to retire to your throne room. You ascend the stairs of your citadel, and you enter your throne room. A large crystal throne awaits you, and you take your seat on satin cushions, sinking into them and closing your eyes as you just relax. You are a very special pony, Cadence. You know how to be easygoing, but you take your work very seriously. This is you. This is who you are, on a very deep down level. This part of your mind, this gear that you are in, is entirely Cadence. This is who you are. And it feels good to assert these things to yourself, to know that they are true. But sometimes you can't always be Cadence. And in times like those, you just need three little words. Revert to normal. And that will shift your gears back to neutral and help you be a human once again. But for now, let's shift back into that file-specific gear. And let's tell you about another trigger. A trigger that, after taking you through neutral, will make you this pony once again. That will make you Cadence once again. And that trigger is, I am a pony of love. And when you say this phrase, I am a pony of love, you will find yourself relaxing and feeling more and more in your element and returning to this state of being Princess Cadence, of having this as your identity, of this being who you are. And alongside it, whenever you say that phrase, I am a pony of love, you will find yourself physically changing as well. Any changes that you had before with pony transformation files will find themselves seamlessly returning alongside. Of course, your coat is returning to that familiar pink color. Your mane is returning to its usual tricolor pattern. Your tail returning to its usual tricolor pattern. And your cutie mark returning to, of course, your cutie mark, the crystal heart bordered by golden lace. These are all parts of you, specifically as Princess Cadence. They are parts that are unique to this gear of your mind, and they are parts that will come out every time you are in it, and fade away every time you are in neutral or another gear. And now, Be satisfied with your morning's work, and satisfied that you're able to return to being yourself again whenever you say your trigger. You decide now to simply sleep on your throne. To leave this world that has taught you so much about yourself, that has taught you who you are behind, and come back to reality. Now I'm going to count from 10 to 1, and as I do, you're going to find yourself being brought up and back into reality. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Awake and ready to continue with your day. This file is made by Perpetuality of Productive Psychonautics. It features Positivity's gearbox and is meant to be used with other gearbox files. For more information, you can check the MP3's comments for a link to our Discord, or you can check the YouTube description for more information. If you'd like to support us for additional hypnosis, please consider supporting us at our Patreon. That's patreon.com/productivepsychonautics, spelled PSYCHONAUTICS. Thank you so much.